watching because it is so fast and it is right here in front of you. I've always liked tracks, Doug, about this size. Rockingham, it was sort of the same thing. It's right there in front of you. You got a chance to see everything. Let's go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
So we know Carson Kwapel is in the Xfinity race today. He raced in the ARCA Series race yesterday, finished third. Of course, Travis and Jennifer Kwapel are here at the Speedway, and I found Travis in this rain delay, kind of like a race fan, Travis. Dad Travis up here with his race blanket, but you do have a radio on. How proud are you of Carson's recent burst onto the NASCAR big leagues?
Well, I definitely couldn't be any prouder, you know, and this is something that I've known for a long time is his talents and his abilities, you know, running super late models and even back to Bandoleros when we first started. So, you know, it's great that he gets these opportunities. You know, he's been driving Dale Jr.'s late model car for the last couple of seasons, been doing spectacular in that. And to get the opportunity to do it on a big stage and capitalize on it and do great things. He's got a bright future ahead of him. Just can't wait to see where it all goes.
So I'm interested to hear, what is your role here on a weekend like this? Because we know a lot of race dads can give some input, but you are qualified to give such input, Travis. So what are those conversations in your role here at the racetrack this weekend?
Well, it's whatever I need to do. Yesterday, I actually had a fire suit on and was helping on the crew. Today, I'm just kind of in the background helping out. You know, I've got a lot of experience, done this a bunch of times. So there's things that he's going to encounter that he's never done before. And if I can just quicken that that learning, you know, that learning gap a little bit, pit road, things like that, just trying to give him driver's advice from the driver's seat.
You hear from a lot of young drivers that this place is described as terrifying. How did you get him prepared for that?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's just, unfortunately, with the day's times, you don't get any practice. It's 15 or 20 minutes. It's crazy to me to think what these guys go through, these young drivers. Simulation time, iRacing, that's about the only way you can be prepared. I told him this is going to be one of those places he really loves because it's a place you can attack. You can be aggressive as a race car driver, but you really got to pay attention. It can bite you real quick. So he fired off yesterday in practice, was right up to speed. They had some hiccups in qualifying, but I think he's going to have a great car to drive to the front today.
All right, thanks. That's Travis Kwapel, father and NASCAR legend himself for Carson Kwapel. And he's not roaming on pit road, Doug. Where I found Travis was up on the hill against the fence line, much like the race fans are.
Yeah, there is a little embankment behind pit road here that goes up into the infield level where the harness racetrack is located.
Doug, you and I have done more than one race with Travis Kwapel in the Cup Series. 271 starts. People might forget that.
I've been around the game here for a long time. We'll see what Carson is able to do here today.
Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
We're about to be given the one-to-go sign. That completes lap 12. We'll go green again on lap 13, which is going to leave 32 laps to go here in Stage 1 of the Bet Rivers 200. Brandon Jones is your current leader. Justin Allgaier, second. Riley Herbst, third. Fourth is Sheldon Creed. Chandler Smith, fifth. Sixth is Austin Hill. Kyle Weatherman hanging strong in seventh. Eighth, Tanner Gray. Then you have Jesse Love, A.J. Allmendinger in 10th.
Cole Custer is 11th. 12th belongs to Ryan Sieg. Ryan Truex is 13th. Parker Kligerman is going to be in the 14th spot. Parker Retzloff will be 15th. 16 goes to Sammy Smith. Hayden Honeycutt will be the 17th starter. Matt DiBenedetto today is back. He is riding 18th. Sam Mayer will be 19th. And 20th goes to Ryan Ellis.
The rest of our top 30, Jeremy Clements, Kyle Sieg, Corey Heim in 23rd, followed by Carson Kwapel, 24th. Then it's Jeb Burton, 25th. Anthony Alfredo, 26th. And again, the rest of the top 30, Brennan Poole, Leland Honeyman, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Patrick Emerling.
Daniel Dye is 31st, 32nd. Josh Williams. Blaine Perkins is 33rd. Garrett Smithley, 34th. Dawson Cram, 35th. David Starr, 36th. Haley Deegan is one lap down, 37th. And out of the race is J.J. Yately. The leaderboard brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Junior Motorsports teammates side by side now entering into the Geico restart zone as we get set to restart the Bet Rivers 200. Green flag is back out. Jones on the outside. Slight advantage over his teammate Justin Allgaier as they dive into turn one.
Allgaier now sticks a nose out and jumps out in front by a car length or two. Jones right behind him being challenged on the bottom side. Here comes Justin Allgaier in the number seven, stretching it out by about five car lengths now. Into turn three he goes. Brandon Jones is there. Raleigh Hurst battles with him.
Allgaier's turn to ride point here at Dover, where he's a two-time winner. Then it's Brandon Jones, Raleigh Hurst. Hurst is getting pushed a little bit, though, by Creed.
Sheldon Creed now about a half a car length back there in that fourth spot as they dial it up off of turn number two now. Down the back stretch, up in front, Allgaier stretches it out. Then there's Jones. Then there's Hurst. Then you find the number 18 of Sheldon Creed.
As they work their way out of turn four, Allgaier now slipping away from second place Brandon Jones. Hot spot on the racetrack right now, A.J. Allmendinger. He currently has the eighth spot, followed closely by Cole Custer.
Everybody down at the bottom of the racetrack as they exit turn two now. Once again, it is Allgaier way out in front by about 10 car lengths. Then comes Jones, Hurts, as well as Sheldon Creed. There's Austin Hill and the 81 of Chandler Smith.
Allgaier trying to stretch it out now. He's got a really nice cushion on the field. About the top 10 have been able to break away. At the back end of that right now, it's Jesse Love, Pat. He's slowly but surely picking a few off.
Trying to make some positions work, trying to bring himself a little further up towards the front. Everybody at this point really using the bottom of the racetrack. Here you find it's the 91 Kyle Weatherman exit turn four.
Allmendinger again in the eighth spot, getting a lot of pressure. A number of cars lined up behind him. Cole Custer, Jesse Love, Kyle Weatherman, Ryan Sieg. Those cars now battle midway through turns one and two.
Watching that and watching Ryan Truex as well. He too trying to battle his way up near the top 10 as they work their way down the back stretch. Truex now into the bottom of the racetrack. He takes the number of positions away from Weatherman and Smith.
And the top 10 have been able to kind of stretch it out and get single file. Back in the pack, though, some nice battling going on, including A.J. Allmendinger back there in a good fight as he is fighting for a spot inside the top 15 as they exit turn two.
Watching down the backstretch, Parker Retzliff battling alongside Kyle Weatherman, kind of holding up the train, if you will. A lot of fast cars right behind him, including that number 92 of Chandler Ginsburg.
So here is now Retzloff getting underneath Kyle Weatherman as they work their way back to turn number one. Still, Pat, a big snarl of traffic back there.
Yeah, we watch right behind that group, and there's a whole bunch of cars really trying to get their balance, if you will. Shane Van Gisbergen is one of those drivers as they work over here in turns three and four. Everybody sorting it out. Top 12 cars, single pile.
And Mark, while we're talking about these battles way back in the pack, the top two have checked out. Allgaier has about a 20-car length lead over Brandon Jones. Then it's an equal distance from Jones back to third place running Raleigh Herbst. So the top two are gone.
On the stopwatch, Doug, Allgaier 1.5 seconds ahead of Brandon Jones, 2.8 seconds ahead of Raleigh Herbst, 3 ahead of Sheldon Creed. And right now, Pat, he's got clear racetrack and clearly has that car in the wind.
Yeah, absolutely does. No problems for those first three or four cars. Get back there to A.J. Allmendinger, though, and this is a good race as those guys bring their cars down into turn three. Here's Allmendinger down to the bottom of the racetrack trying to make a move on Taylor Gray.
Allmendinger hugs the bottom of the racetrack. They'll be side by side on the exit of turn four. Gray will hold that spot, but Allmendinger also holds the car down on the bottom. They stay side by side all the way around up to turn two.
Yeah, this is the same group that Jesse Love is racing in. Now Allmendinger gets loose. Woo, that was a real close call for A.J. Allmendinger. Holds on to the position. He'll lose one spot to Cole Custer, but he almost went sideways.
Also right there, Jesse Love had to kind of check up, and Ryan Sieg now has moved to the back bumper of Jesse Love. Sieg running in the 11th spot.
Sieg can't quite get the car to the bottom of the racetrack down in turns one and two. He'll not be able to make up any distance there. That's where you find Ryan Truex also trying to take advantage of that group. They race into turns three and four. Cole Custer on the move as he takes a look underneath Taylor Gray off four.
After Allmendinger slipped, he dropped a couple of spots, but now it's Cole Custer's turn to go after the 19. That is a Joe Gibbs racing car that Taylor Gray is getting a chance to pilot here today. One of those cars won this race last year.
Yeah, that car has been really, really fast. And once again, Truex looking for a twofer, trying to go back-to-back here. As we watch this group, Taylor Gray under attack by Cole Custer off four.
Gray has the seventh spot, but Custer is really turning up the heat. Those two cars are pulling away from A.J. Allmendinger.
Sorry about it, Mark. Cole Custer almost had a position on Taylor Gray as they work into turn, off of turn number two now. He'll have to get a, oh, and we got a car that's collected the wall for just a second there. I'm sorry. Yes, and it hit into exit turn number two and is on fire.
And that car, again, the smoke, and we have a driver jumping out of the car. That is the SIAPS driver. I see.
It's going to be Ryan Sieg, Mark.
Yeah, I believe so. That is Ryan Sieg, who was running in the
Matt DiBenedetto.
Matt DiBenedetto, I'm sorry. DiBenedetto has climbed out of the car. You see him struggling to catch his breath just a bit. A lot of smoke, a lot of fire in that race car, but he is able to get out of the car and walk under his own power.
And guys, it was impossible to see him when I turned and looked down from my position. That it looked like just a fireball coming at me off of turn number two. You couldn't see the car, and the way this track is designed, everything goes right down to the bottom of the racetrack. Really hard to see from any position what car it was. So, and Matt DiBenedetto obviously getting out really quick.
It doesn't look, Doug, like it made contact with anything, just fire erupting out from underneath that car. And as Pat described it, it was just a ball of fire and smoke. And very luckily, Matt DiBenedetto able to quickly get out of that car.
Thankfully, he was able to extricate himself from that car. We're going to, I think, have an in-car view of exactly what happened. And it was Ryan Sieg that was in the crash here in the 39 car. Sorry about the misidentification there. As his car was on fire down on the bottom of the racetrack, the fire coming out from both the front wheel wells on the 39 of Ryan Sieg.
Doug, I don't know if something got loose and, you know, an oil line or something like that, or the engine let go, but a massive fire from that race car did not make any contact with the wall. He went down in the corner, and all of a sudden the fire just came blowing out from underneath the car up through the hood. And again, Ryan Sieg very, very quickly out of the car. Man, this sport is so humbling. The last time at Texas, he barely loses. This time, car goes up in smoke. Literally.
And that was one of the cars that was also in the running for the Xfinity Dash for cash. They could have used that cash because they're going to have to build a new race car. The front end of Ryan Sieg's number 39 car totally burned up. Something went loose in there, and that was a fuel fire there for a while. Glad that Ryan Sieg got out of that car safely. We'll take a break and come right back.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Caution. This is going to be a lengthy caution here as Ryan Sieg's car caught on fire and he pulled it down to the inside of the racetrack. I don't know if it's right to call this a crash, Mark. In the video replays we saw, that car was already on fire with fire coming out of both the front wheel wells. Sieg just took it to the bottom of the racetrack and hopped out.
Doug, midway through turns one and two, the car burst into flames. He was down on the bottom of the racetrack. He then steered it onto the apron. And, Doug, that car was still moving just a bit when Ryan Sieg popped out of the driver's window trying to get away from the flames and the smoke, and thankfully he was able to do that.
So it's going to take them a while while to clear the SIAPS machine of Ryan Sieg off the racetrack. Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Purchase a scanner from Racing Electronics and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Stop by and see them in the vendor area today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Ryan Sieg's car on the hook headed back to the garage, or what's left of it after that fireball on the backstretch earlier. Let's check in with Brett McMillan.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to the crew as they were leaving the pit box, and there was no warning at all from that crew from the incident with Ryan Sieg at all, as we do have a couple of guys down on my end of pit road coming into pit, including Jesse Love. But, yeah, the crew said there was nothing. They had a chance to look at the in car from the 20 and said that they just saw it just erupt into flames. And I had happened to be listening to the in-car radio, and it kind of confused me because usually you hear the spotter say, stay low, stay low. And what I heard him say was, get out, get out. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And I looked down, and it was Ryan Sieg. And then you guys started describing the big flames coming out. So, yeah, that's all I heard. And the crew says that there was no warning, nothing said by Ryan Sieg at all that gave him any indication that the car was about to erupt into flames.
Yeah, and it looked like that on the replay. I mean, the car down on the bottom, safely going through turns one and two, and then, boom, midway through.
It looked like a scene in like one of the Mad Max movies where you see the cars going out through the wasteland and one of them suddenly explodes into flames. Really glad, not taking this lightly, that Ryan Sieg was able to get himself out of that car, because as you said, Mark, I think the car was still rolling just a tick. At least it was while he was unbuckling himself, because he had to get out.
Yeah, just as the car made a bump up against the wall, he slowed it down to next to nothing and he got up on the driver's door window and then slid out. All right, we're going to go back to green in just a moment. When we do, we'll be completing lap 32. That will leave 13 to go in stage one of the Bet Rivers 200. Justin Allgaier, your leader. Brandon Jones second. Riley Herbst third. Fourth is Sheldon Creed. Fifth is Austin Hill. Chandler Smith sixth. Seventh is Taylor Gray. Cole Custer eighth. Ninth, A.J. Allmendinger. Ryan Truex has worked his way to 10th.
Rest of the top 20 and 11th is going to be Sammy Smith. Kyle Weatherman is 12th, 13th is Parker Kligerman, Matt DiBenedetto is 14th, 15th is Sam Mayer, Carson Quapple 16th, Kyle Sieg is 17th, 18th, Anthony Alfredo, Ryan Ellis is 19th, and 20th today is Corey Heim. Pat, they're back in front of you.
Yeah, lights out on that Mustang pace car, Dark Horse Mustang, and we're ready to restart as they roll around and get ready for the Geico restart zone.
And that restart zone just at the entry, or rather exit, of turn number four. They're in it right now. Green flag is back out on the inside. Allgaier gets a big jump. Brandon Jones tries to scramble back to his outside.
Jones works up to the high side of the racetrack. Sheldon Creed and Jones go side by side with each other as they work off of turn two. Now down the backstretch. Creed almost gets into Jones. Now wants that position. The battle is on for second as they get into turn four. Here's how they race off.
Jones is up out of the bottom groove trying to sneak underneath. Is going to be Sheldon Creed. They'll stay side by side down to the front stretch, hanging on in a tight fourth spot right now. It's Riley Herbst. He'll come up now behind Creed as Jones is taking over second.
Riley Herbst had to check up just a little bit because Creed got a little bit loose into the corner there. Jones has got the second position. Right behind him is Creed. Then it's Riley Herbst. Then it's Austin Hill.
Behind Austin Hill, they're all lined up. Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Taylor Gray. Back across the line, Allgaier driving away midway through turns one and two.
Doing exactly what he did last time. Looking at the battle now for that fourth spot, rather. Get a little bit of tight down the back stretch as they roll towards me here in turn number three. Here's the leader. Now here's second, Jones. Once again, Riley Herbst trying to go to work on Sheldon Creed.
Allgaier and Jones have pulled away from the pack. The battle starts there at third, where Sheldon Creed is trying to hold off Riley Herbst, and in that fourth spot, or fifth spot rather, will be Austin Hill.
Yeah, Austin Hill's in a red and white number 21 car today. He takes a look, and as they come down the backstretch, he'll try to look for a way to get up here and make a move on Riley Herbst. Not going to be able to do so, and Cole Custer, guys, right there with him.
As they work out of turn number four, Custer is right there on the back deck lid of Austin Hill, trying to chase them down, Chandler Smith.
Cole Custer looks up to the high side of the racetrack now. Going to try to go to the outside of Austin Hill off of turn number two. Hill pulls down, gives him a little racing room to the outside. Now, once again, Custer trying to make a move, trying to take a position away from Austin Hill off of turn number four.
There's another interesting battle going on back there for 8, 9, 10, and 11. It involves a couple of the Joe Gibbs cars, Pat, with guys that are in part-time rides. Taylor Gray is in there along with A.J. Allmendinger, and then coming up in the mix last year's winner, Ryan Truex.
Yeah, the man on the move is Truex there. Allmendinger trying to do something with Taylor Gray as they enter into the backstretch. No change for the first bunch there. Here's Taylor Gray under attack by A.J. Allmendinger on four.
Gray uses a little bit of a higher line. He gives the inside to Allmendinger, but he cannot keep the car on the bottom of the racetrack. They're nose to tail now in turn one.
Allmendinger looks to the bottom of the racetrack, tries to figure out if he can make a move up and off of two. Right behind Allmendinger is Ryan Truex. Those cars now working into three and four. Cole Custer on the move, taking a position away and moving up to that fourth spot.
Cole Custer will whip around Riley Herbst. He'll try to chase down the third place car right now in Sheldon Creed, and that's still a pretty good battle back there with those part-time Joe Gibbs racers in close proximity.
Boy, it really is, watching these guys work off of turn number two now down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile. Truex looking for position. Taylor Gray managing to hold off A.J. Allmendinger now. Allmendinger gets into Gray off four.
And it's three wide at the exit of turn four. Ryan Truex tries to drive underneath A.J. Allmendinger. Gray loses three spots. We've got five laps to go in stage number one.
And watching Ryan Truex once again here trying to get position on A.J. Allmendinger. When he and Gray got together on that last lap, that gave Truex hope that he could get underneath him. They work into turns three and four, but it's A.J. the faster of that bunch.
It's a pretty fierce battle for eighth. Let's pick up the one for third right now. Cole Custer has caught Sheldon Creed. He is in his tire tracks. They both go way high on an arc going into turn two.
Yeah, Creed almost trying to throw a block there. Not going to be able to do that. Custer right on his bumper into turn number four. Creed will slide up the racetrack. Custer sticks a nose underneath him. Almost gets into him off turn four.
This battle nearly 4 seconds behind leader Justin Allgaier, who has just three laps to go in stage number one.
Allgaier with no problems up front. Brandon Jones, no issue as well. But that battle between Custer and Creed rages on now off of turn number two. Custer looking for any kind of running room, just some daylight to try to sneak under the number 18. They go nose to tail through three and four again.
It'll be two laps to go when they come back to the line. Cole Custer looks to the low side of Sheldon Creed on the exit of turn four, and it looks like he'll make that pass and dispense with Creed, and that's going to open up the door for Riley Herbst to go after Sheldon.
Riley Herbst tries to stick his nose under Riley Herbst. Can't get anything done this time. Here's the leader off of turn four. Meanwhile, that battle for fourth simmers down ever so slightly as they work all four.
One lap left in stage number one. Justin Allgaier cruising out front. His teammate Brandon Jones as well has broken away from the field.
This is what Allgaier wants to see. A lot of racing way behind him. Justin Allgaier with a great run so far this afternoon. Into turn three, he drives that number seven Jarrett Logistics Chevrolet back to the stripe.
And here he comes, Allgaier in cruise control by 15 car lengths over Jones. Coming in the third spot will be Cole Custer, followed by Sheldon Creed and Riley Herbst. Austin Hill rallied there late to come in sixth. Seventh place will belong to Chandler Smith. A.J. Allmendinger is eighth. Ninth, Ryan Truex. And Sam Mayer will take the 10th spot. Our Wendy Vendorini caught up with a guy that is lucky to be out of that race car, and that's Ryan Sieg.
I'm at the Infield Care Center with Ryan Sieg. Ryan, your car bursting into flames. Did you have any warning there?
No, not at all. Like, It's like I saw a little bit into one, like some orangeness under, like in the crush panel, and then by two or in the middle of one, two, he's like, it's on fire and get out. But no indication. Just sucks because we had a pretty good car, and I was just riding right there. And to come out of here on fire now just killed all of our momentum that we had going. Just got to turn it around and move on to Darlington.
Thank you. That's right. See, good news is he feels okay, and he was just coughing up right before that interview, but he's good.
That was a scary-looking deal for Ryan Sieg. Glad he is okay. Justin Allgaier has won stage number one in the Bet Rivers 200, his fourth stage win in 2024. We'll come right back to Dover.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. Pit stops after stage number one has been completed at Dover. When we return, nope, we're going to get those pit stops right now before we send it back to our stations. Justin Allgaier, by the way, led 32 of the 45 laps in stage number one of the Bet Rivers 200. Again, his fourth stage win of 2024. That ties him with Jesse Love, who's also won four stages. They're on pit road. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Justin Allgaier pitted towards pit stall 37 towards right as they come in. It's going to be four tires of fuel. He said he needed a little bit more turn. They're already taking that tear off. A little bit slow stop on the right side, but they are getting him a turn of that track bar as well. Brad Gilley.
Brandon Jones slides into his pit box. Said when he knew he wasn't going to win the stage, he was running about 85% at the end of stage one. Says right now his car needs rear grip off the corner, and it's tight entering the corner. They're going to give him an air pressure adjustment to try and fix that. Brett McMillan.
Cole Custer says that he's tight in and off the corner, but loose in the center. They're going to give him an air pressure adjustment for tire change. Drop that car also. So in Riley Herbst said that he is tight on entry. He also gets an air pressure adjustment.
As they come off the pit lane of the cars that pitted, Cole Custer is going to lead them, followed by Austin Hill, Brandon Jones. Justin Allgaier goes from first to fourth. Sheldon Creed, Riley Herbst, A.J. Allmendinger, the next cars in line. Several cars, however, decided not to pit. We'll reset the lineup for you. Right now, we owe our local stations a break, so here it is. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
We've got an odd set of circumstances here, Mark. As we're looking, there is a car back over there on the backstretch, once again, right out of the exit of turn two. And It is going to be Blaine Perkins, and he is going to be on the record now. And it looks like he nosed into the wall, but this had to happen under the yellow when we weren't looking for anything.
And, Doug, you see the black mark on the wall there? That's where Ryan Sieg's car was on fire just a few minutes ago. This car, smoking heavily, came down and again, made light contact with the wall in the same place as the driver got out.
Yeah, it almost, it looks, the angle of where the car is, looks almost identical to what we saw earlier with Ryan Sieg, kind of an eerie circumstance. And this happened apparently under the yellow because there was no yellow at the end of the stage. They came back and raced to the green flag at the end of the stage.
They're taking that car off the racetrack right now, and NASCAR has given the one-to-go signal, so they're starting to line up again. As I mentioned, several cars did not pit. Parker Retzlaff is the leader. Jesse Love, second. Leland, Hayden Honeycutt is third. Jeb Burton is fourth. Fifth is Shane Van Gisbergen. Josh Williams, sixth. We finally get to the first car who pitted. Cole Custer in seventh. Eighth, Austin Hill. Brandon Jones, ninth. And tenth was Justin Allgaier.
11th will be Sheldon Creed. Riley Herbst is 12th. 13th, A.J. Allmendinger. Sam Mayer rides 14th. Chandler Smith is 15th. Ryan Truex, 16th. Parker Kligerman is 17th. 18th to Sammy Smith. Taylor Gray, he is signed up for 10 races this year with Joe Gibbs Racing. He is 19th, and 20th will be Carson Quapple. The lights are off on the pace car, Pat Patterson. That means it's go time.
Yeah, Jesse Love up here with Parker Retzlaff. We'll see what they can get done here. And then you got Caden Honeycutt up here in the middle of this with that 92 car, almost to the Geico restart zone.
So Retzlaff will lead them into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out of Dover. He gets a big jump on the inside, but Jesse Love now fires back on the outside, draws even at the entry of turn number one.
Retzlaff will have about a half a car length over Jesse Love. Jesse Love hits the gas hard off of turn number two. He's going to get right alongside Parker Retzlaff. They race hard into the corner, door to door. Looks like Jesse Love may get the advantage in turn number four. Jesse Love's going to lead off four.
Parker Retzlaff slides back into second. Jesse Love is up to the point. Riding in third right now. Jeb Burton giving that car a good ride. And Caden Honeycutt is back there in the fourth spot.
Boy, Jeb Burton's looking for a little good luck right now as he tries to hold on to that third spot. It's about the first seven, eight, nine cars now. Single file into turn three and four. Then you've got them side by side all the way through the pack.
Man, it is a snarling pack out of turn number four. Looking for some racing room. The guy who dominated stage one. That is going to be, of course, Justin Allgaier as he traces Chandler Smith and others into turn one.
Allgaier's really got his hands full, man. They are covered up trying to find some position. Shane Van Gisbergen and manages to kind of lead that group, if you will, into turns three and four. Meanwhile, up front, though, Jesse Love's got it handled.
Jesse Love is in really good shape right now, but you get back there around where Josh Williams and Justin Allgaier are racing, and it's backed up two by two, about four rows deep, Pat Patterson, as they exit turn two.
Yeah, it's a mess. Here comes Allgaier. He's going to get clear of this, I think, but Josh Williams holds him off right behind him. A whole snarling pack of cars you just talked about. A.J. Allmendinger's in the middle of that with Sammy Smith as well.
Brandon Jones is trying to get his car down to the bottom of the racetrack, but no place to go. Sammy Smith just got by him, and also being lined up by three or four other cars, including his teammate, Sam Mayer.
Yeah, Sam Mayer's right behind Jones. They're kind of locked to the outside there. Sammy Smith right in front of this group. All of those cars going side by side, racing hard into turn four. A.J. Allmendinger and Josh Williams to kind of lead that parade.
Now, that is the back end of the top 10. Actually, it's 11 through 13 that we're talking about. The top 10 look like this. Jesse Love has sprinted out to about a half-second lead over Parker Retzlaff. Then it's Jeb Burton. Cole Custer has moved up to fourth. Fifth is Austin Hill. Sheldon Creed is sixth. Seventh, Riley Herbst. Caden Honeycutt, eighth. Chandler Smith, ninth. And in tenth is Shane Van Gisbergen. Just to kind of give you some perspective on cars that didn't pit and others that did.
Jesse Love, again, pitted under the first caution, did not pit at the end of stage number one. He's got the lead, followed closely by Parker Retzlaff. Meanwhile, the third spot is under attack. Jeb Burton has it. Cole Custer now powers by him on the inside at the exit of turn number four. Burton is now fourth. He's going to have some company quickly, Pat. Austin Hill closing in.
Yeah, Austin Hill's about to get right to the back bumper of that car as they work off of turn number four. It's a long way back to the next side-by-side battles as Jesse Love leads the parade into turn number 3 and 4 here on my end of the racetrack. Jeb Burton and Cole Custer along with Austin Hill.
Last lap, Parker Retzloff turned the fastest lap out there. I think, though, that he's going to have to be concerned in about 4 or 5 laps here with Cole Custer creeping in on him from that third spot pack. Cole really is hugging the bottom of the racetrack.
He's going to close down pretty quickly on them. It's going to take a couple more laps maybe to get within striking distance of Parker Retzloff. Meanwhile, Jeb Burton has got a mirror full of Austin Hill off of turn number 4.
Hill takes a peek to the inside. Will he get there? He tries to move in there. Can't quite get it done. He'll try again to wedge his way to the bottom of the racetrack and underneath Burton in turn number 2.
Burton will give up the ghost there to the top of the racetrack. He'll give that spot away. Move Austin Hill up a spot now. Jeb Burton in that 27 move stays right on his bumper. They race hard into 3 and 4. Now behind Burton, that's where you find Sheldon Creed and Riley Herbst.
Tell you what, we're going to have a battle here, I think, in a couple of laps for the lead. Parker Retzloff right down in the bottom of the racetrack. Pat, he's only about 3 car lengths off of our leader, Jesse Love.
Yeah, Jesse Love getting his first taste of the Monster Mile here in the Xfinity Series. And Parker Retzloff, who we know is really, really good, is right on his bumper right now. Retzloff trying to get it down to a car length.
As they come down to the start-finish line, that'll be the 17th lap in Stage 2 complete. 28 to go in this stage as they work their way again back to the banking.
Jesse Love looks in that mirror, and Retzloff is only about 2.5 cars back behind him now. Off of turn 2 they go, down the backstretch, out next to the wall. This is a battle for the lead up here, and Jesse Love's going to hold it on and maybe stretch it out here a little bit off of turn 4.
Jesse Love by 4 car lengths, and they come back to the line as they will have completed 63 laps. 27 to go here in stage 2. Let's see if Parker Retzloff can make any dent in that lead as they exit turn 2.
Not much that I can see as they work their way down the backstretch once again. This is the battle up here. First, second, and third. Jesse Love has this by 4 car lengths. Then it's Cole Custer in the third spot. Austin Hill right now. Riley Herbst trying to close down on Sheldon Creed.
The young Wisconsin driver, Parker Retzloff, started the year with top fives at Daytona and Atlanta. Since then, kind of slim pickings, but here he's currently running in the second spot with 26 laps to go here in Dover in stage number 2 of the Bet Rivers 200. Jesse Love is your leader.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings, very possible. Playoffs, highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you can save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Uh-huh.
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. Jesse Love is your leader. The rest of the top 5 in the Bet Rivers 200, Parker Retzloff, Cole Custer, Austin Hill, and Sheldon Creed. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Dover Motors Speedway, laps winding down here in stage two. Only 19 to go. Jesse Love leading by a half second over new second place driver, Cole Custer. Over to Brett McMillan.
Well, the education of Jesse Love continues. He came on a few laps ago and said, boy, the car is really three and four. And the response to him was very simple. Well, when you're out in clean air, the car is going to be freer.
Pass for the lead. We got Cole Custer, who's gotten around the number two of Jesse Love. Now takes that position away. Entering turn three. New leader off of turn four is Cole Custer.
Now, Custer's tires are 18 laps better than Jesse Love, who's currently riding in the number two spot, followed by Parker Retzlaff, Austin Hill, Creed Herbst. Now running in the sixth position, Doug, ran a very quick lap. Justin Allgaier, who dominated stage number one, currently running in the ninth spot, but starting to creep closer now as he continues to run some fast laps, Pat. Looks like he's working his way back to the front.
Well, he knows how to get this done here at Dover, and he knows he's got a good race car this afternoon. He's going to go to work on Chandler Smith now off turn four.
Chandler Smith having a pretty good ride here today. I've been watching Jeb Burton, and I'm glad he has decided that discretion being the better part of valor. There were a couple of times there where he got into really fierce battles, and his car was obviously slowing down a little bit. He's got a pretty good race car today. Take it easy. Get to the end of this race and maybe scoot out of here with a top 10 finish. You're not going to win this race here, but you can sure lose it.
Burton, Doug, again, one of those drivers who pitted under the first caution, so he's got 18 more laps on his tires, currently running in the seventh spot, but he's getting some heat from Chandler Smith and Justin Allgaier. Burton last week finished ninth at Talladega, the first top 10 he's had all season, so he's certainly trying to back that up. And again, Burton trying to hold on to seventh now has a little bit of a traffic jam behind him with Chandler Smith, Justin Allgaier. They've got them lined up. They flash across the stripe. We've got 14 laps to go in stage number two as we follow that battle to turn number one.
A lot of traffic out here now. These guys really got to negotiate some slower cars and tires that are on those new tires. Working Justin Allgaier down the back stretch once again right behind him. He's trying to work around Chandler Smith, and the 27 car is holding his own, guys, at Jeb Burton.
Jeb Burton doing okay right now. Chandler Smith is the guy directly in front of Allgaier as they're back there battling about mid-pack now, trying to pick up some pretty valuable territory here. Cole Custer, meanwhile, once he got around Jesse Love, he cut loose, guys. He has a second and a half lead here with 13 laps to go in stage one, and it's 2 seconds all the way back to Austin Hill. Austin Hill's a guy that we've not talked a lot about today, but Mark Garrow, as this race rolls on and on, it looks like he's got a pretty fast race car out there.
He does. He's on a little bit different pit strategy than his teammate Jesse Love. Love running second, Hill in the third spot. Again, Jesse Love pitted under the first yellow, Hill on the second one at the end of stage number one. And Doug, I got a feeling now they're going to just try to ride this out to the end of stage two. That'll put everybody kind of back on the same tire strategy, at least for the start of the final stage.
And we'll watch right now, and Parker Retzlaff has picked up his pace again. He dropped back through the pack, but Pat, right now he's closing in on Austin Hill.
Retzlaff is having a good afternoon here. It's about two car leads off of Austin Hill as they get back to the stripe.
Need to mention that Jeb Burton has lost a spot to Justin Allgaier. Allgaier has worked his way up to seventh. He's the guy, again, who dominated stage one. We picked them up in turn two.
Yeah, Allgaier now working the bottom of the racetrack. The top side of the racetrack. They work off of turn two. Again, kind of patiently trying to let his tires come in. Now he works around, down at the bottom of the racetrack. Riley Herbst will be next up on his hit list as they exit turn four.
They exit turn four cleanly here. Allgaier kind of cruising by himself right now as we've got nine laps to go here in stage one. And the field is really spread out here. It's kind of hard to pick up exactly where the leaders are because we've had a pretty good green flag run. This one is 32 laps in length. That is easily the longest green flag run we have had today as Cole Custer now has pulled out to almost a straightaway lead over Jesse Love.
I'm sorry, Mark. Cole Custer working down at the bottom of the racetrack off of turn two now down the backstretch. He's once again being able to work this traffic very nicely in his Ford. Goes to the bottom of the racetrack here, makes a move around Brendan Poole's, they exit turn four.
Need to mention that Sammy Smith has just moved into the top 10. He passed A.J. Allmendinger. Allmendinger might have some difficulties because Ryan Truex, Brandon Jones have just passed him as well. Meanwhile, Austin Hill has just taken over second from teammate Jesse Love as he exits turn number two.
Yeah, here comes Austin Hill in that number 21. Jesse Love right behind him. Hill down to the bottom of the racetrack over here in turns three and four as they work off of turn four.
Watching the leader go across the stripe. There goes Cole Custer. And here comes Austin Hill. The distance back is 2.7 seconds with just six laps to go. Mark, that's a lot of territory to make up.
It is. And Cole Custer, again, looking very strong out front right now. But, Pat, he's kind of got himself into some heavy traffic.
Yeah, he has right now. He's got to kind of pick his way through all of this traffic as they work down at the bottom of the racetrack. But Cole Custer with a very fast car this afternoon.
Cole Custer right now, though, wants to take his time in the sense that you don't want to create any more tension on the racetrack than you absolutely have to in the waning laps of this segment, Mark.
Doug, it looks like Corey Heim is off the pace, the rookie driver in the Sam Hunt Racing Toyota. He's down on the bottom of the racetrack. Pat, it looks like he's moving slowly, trying to get on the apron of the racetrack near you.
Yeah, he's under power. Don't know if he's going to make it all the way around here or not. Awfully slow right here in three and four, but I think he's got enough juice in it to not bring out a caution flag. He's almost back to pit road now. Should be okay.
Cole Custer right now trying to sneak under the Brennan Pool 44 machine. He will do that, and he is all alone right now. Maybe a chance to pluck off a couple of more slower cars here before we get to the end of the stage. Looks like the next car in line would be Josh Williams. He's riding in the 26th spot right now. Let's see if Custer puts another car a lap down.
Well, he's got a good opportunity to do that here. He's got a little bit to go before he can get to that car and make a move, but Josh Williams will get right up in front of him, and Cole Custer's going to get kind of stuck in behind Josh Williams off four.
Josh Williams running 28th after he started this race in 38th. We've got two laps to go here in stage number two.
Cole Custer works the middle of the racetrack down in turns one and two now. Exits goes right under that crossover bridge down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile. Is having a really good run in this stage in his Ford. Bottom of the racetrack, he goes back off turn four.
I know that Josh Williams was thinking, okay, I'll stay right here and I'll be the first car one lap down. And then Poole comes around and gets around Josh Williams and takes that spot away as Cole Custer goes high up in turn two here. This will be the last lap of stage two.
Here comes Cole Custer down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile. Going to win this stage if he can just stay out of trouble for one more corner. Off of turn number four goes the 004 for Cole Custer.
Cole Custer coming down to the stripe. He'll take the green and white checkered flag that signifies he's won the second stage in the Bet Rivers 200, his second stage win in 2024. Austin Hill will get second place in stage two. Jesse Love third, fourth, Parker Retzloff, Sheldon Creed fifth, sixth, Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst seventh, eighth, Chandler Smith, ninth, Sammy Smith, and Ryan Truex is going to get 10th in stage number two here on the Monster Mile.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Well, I've got a question for you. Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. When we come back, we'll have the pit stops coming up after stage number two. Here in Dover, Delaware, you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. Stage 2 right now has gotten started. Cole Custer wins that one. Austin Hill coming in second. And we're just about halfway home here today in the Bet Rivers 200 at Dover Motor Speedway. I'm Doug Rice along with Mark Garrow. Pit Road is Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan, Wendy Venturini out in the turns. Pat Patterson, we're back on tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern with the pre-race show for the Worth 400 NASCAR Cup Series race. Pit Road is going to open up here very shortly. I imagine it is going to be a very busy spot.
It sure is, Doug. And if you did not hear what happened here earlier today in qualifying, Kyle Busch has won the pole position for the Worth 400. He shares the front row with Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Tyler Reddick in row 2. Noah Gregson, Denny Hamlin will make up row 3 tomorrow. Row 4, Chase Briscoe, Michael McDowell. Row 5, Alex Bowman and A.J. Allmendinger.
Look forward to bringing you all of the excitement of that. Supposed to be pretty toasty warm here tomorrow, around 80 degrees at race time. Stark contrast from a kind of chilly Saturday, but a decent crowd here today for Xfinity Racing. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Justin Allgaier in the sixth position said the changes they made the last time down pit road, which was to tighten him up going down on the track bar, actually hurt some areas of his race car. So he's deciding to go back on some of those adjustments. As for Austin Hill, it's 4 tires for Justin Allgaier. As for Austin Hill, he feels like he can't get to the bottom. It's a little too greasy, but he does like it on long runs, feeling very confident. 4 tires, Sunoco Fuel, Brad Gilley.
Chandler Smith says he was losing turnability on throttle at the end of that run. They just made a track bar adjustment to help him with lateral grip. They want to keep him on the bottom. 4 tires for the Toyota of Chandler Smith, Brett McMillan.
4-tire change and a full tank of Sunoco Fuel for Cole Custer. 14.6 seconds stop for him. No adjustments for him. He was very happy. Jesse Love wanted to free up that car just a little bit to get before tire change and a slight air pressure adjustment. Same thing for Parker Letchlap.
It is Custer, Hill, Allgaier, Herbst, and Love, the top 5 off of the pit lane here at Dover.
31 cars on the lead lap. All of them took the opportunity to visit pit lane here at the conclusion of Stage 2.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
We're back here at Dover Motor Speedway. We're under caution at the end of stage number 2. When we return, we'll take the green flag for the third and final stage in the Bet Rivers 200. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You
gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Time now for a leaderboard update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Cole Custer will lead them to the green flag in Stage 3. Austin Hill second. Justin Allgaier third. Fourth, Riley Herbst. Fifth is Jesse Love. Sammy Smith sixth. Seventh, Sheldon Creed. Ryan Truex eighth. Ninth, Chandler Smith. A.J. Allmendinger in tenth.
Parker Retzlaff is 11th. 12th is Brandon Jones. Sam Mayer 13th. 14th. Is Carson Quapple, Jeb Burton 15th, 16th, Taylor Gray, Shane Van Gisbergen 17th, 18th to Matt DiBenedetto, Parker Kligerman 19th, and 20th is Jeremy Clements.
Anthony Alfredo 21st, Kyle Weatherman 22nd, Ryan Ellis 23rd, Daniel Dye 24th, Hayden Honeycutt 25th, Kyle Sieg 26th, 27th is Leland Honeyman, Brendan Poole 28th, Josh Williams 29th, David Starr in 30th.
Also, one lap down, Patrick Emmerling, Dawson Cram in 32nd. 33rd is Garrett Smithley. Minus four is Haley Deegan in 34th. 35th to Corey Heim. He is now off the track. 36th is to Blaine Perkins. He's out of the race. Ryan Sieg will be scored 37th. 38th is J.J. Yaley. He will finish last today.
And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Just shy of the halfway mark here, 102 laps to go when they come back to the line. Pat Patterson, looks like we're open for business again.
Yes, we are. And how hungry is the monster going to be for the rest of this one? That's what everybody wants to know. Here comes the pace car. Lights are off. Cole Custer to the outside of that front row there. And then Austin Hill. Those guys going to go side by side. Chevy versus Ford to restart here at Dover.
So here they are, two by two, Cole Custer, Austin Hill into the restart zone. The green flag is back out. Custer from the outside gets an advantage with some dark clouds now beginning to cover up the monster mile.
Cole Custer's running hard. Justin Allgaier's running hard at him right at the second spot. Can he take it away from Austin Hill? Looks like he's got the position. Into turn three we go, and it'll be Cole Custer leading Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill.
Expect action to pick up here fiercely with maybe some weather in the area. On the point, it's Cole Custer. They were getting three wide in the back of the pack. Shane Van Gisbergen is able to drive through that.
Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill are locked together off of turn two as they work their way down the backstretch. Now Allgaier gets a nose out in front, and Austin Hill battles back. Right behind them, Riley Herbst under attack by Jesse Love.
It's a four-car fight for the second spot. Allgaier now on the outside of Austin Hill, behind them door-to-door, Jesse Love and Riley Herbst.
Cole Custer is smiling as he watched these guys go at each other hard for that second, third, fourth, and fifth spot now. Jesse Love in the middle of that, along with Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Riley Hurst, and Sammy Smith.
Nice battle here for the runner-up spot. Allgaier has it on the outside, battling to his inside is Austin Hill. Riley Hurst is in that mix, along with Jesse Love. Four cars all knotted together, all battling for the runner-up spot.
Nobody giving an inch for that second spot. Here's Allgaier. He's out next to the wall. Austin Hill down at the bottom side of the racetrack. Now it looks like Allgaier's got the position. He'll grab that second spot. Sammy Smith, the man on the move, trying to get up there and battle for the fourth position.
There is a nine-car traffic jam behind that battle for third. Austin Hill inside of Riley Herbst. as they again climb the banking in turn number two.
And it looks like Riley Herbst has got a nose out. Jesse Love got real loose, and he'll give up a bunch of spots in that number two Chevy. He may have a problem. He's going to dive down to the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love has got issues as he works his way down into turn three. May have a tire going down.
Oh, we got another fierce battle back here in the middle of the top five as we've got Sammy Smith moving a car up out of the groove here to take that spot away. Right now in the favored spot to get the dash for cash money is Riley Herbst as he rides in the third spot, Pat.
$100,000. Yeah, that gets everybody's attention, and he's running hard out in front of the other competitors. Sammy Smith about seven car lengths back, about the first seven or eight cars going nose to tail off four.
Things starting to settle down right now. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
He comes into his pit. There's Jesse Love. And they're only going to put left side tires on it. It's the left rear that's flat. They jack the car up. They slap the tires on. And now he is going to head back out. They're telling him to hit the road. He heads back out.
Jesse Love is probably going to come back out onto the track and be scored two laps down. Tough break for him. He was one of the competitors for the Xfinity Dash for Cash, which right now the odds-on favorite is Riley Herbst, Mark Garrow, as he rides in the third spot. Ryan Sieg is already out. He was one of the competitors, and now Jesse Love is going to go at least two laps down as a result of this.
And Anthony Alfredo, Doug, the other guy in the Xfinity Dash for Cash, is riding 11th, well behind Riley Herbst. So Herbst has two things on his mind right now. Try to track down Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer in front of him. Also hold serve on that $100,000 bonus coming his way from Xfinity.
Cole Custer looks pretty comfortable right now as the race leader. He's got that Ford dialed in as they come back to the line. It'll be 93 circuits to go here. 93 laps at Dover under the green goes by in a flash. Been watching today a couple of other cars. Ryan Truex not had quite the run he had last year when he led 120-some laps. But he has been pretty racy, Pat. He's out there battling